Good morning, friends. How good to find you here once again. Today, we're going to be working with the mind that holds on to thoughts and feelings and whatever it can find, to be honest. The mind has one thought every 1.2 seconds. Now that's impressive. And meditation is not about having no thoughts. That's impossible. It's about allowing thoughts to pass through, allowing no resistance to come about. So let's get ready to sit today. Find your comfortable place and be seated. Noticing how that chair supports you and where you feel it pressing against your body. Find a comfortable place for your hands in your lap, with your feet flat on the floor. And if you'd like, on the next out-breath, gently let your eyes close and turn your awareness to your breathing. The breathing is central for relaxing because the breath has a rhythm of its own like the ocean. And so we follow it. And in that beginning place, we are letting go and allowing the breath to do what it does. Notice your breath as it sits in your belly and moves. And don't try to change it in any way. Just allow it to be gentle and soft. Let go of any need to change it. Sometimes people talk about meditation as having no thoughts, and that's impossible. Meditation is about responding to thoughts differently and letting them go. I want to read you an excerpt from a poem called She Let Go by Sapphire Rose. She let go. She let go. Without a thought or a word, she let go. She let go of the fear. She let go of the judgments. She let go of all the right reasons. No one noticed a thing. Like a leaf falling from a tree, she just let go. There was no effort. There was no struggle. It wasn't good, and it wasn't bad. It was what it was, and it is just that. In the space of letting go, she let it all be. A small smile came over her face. A light breeze blew through her, and the sun and the moon shone forevermore. Breathing gently, notice the thoughts as they cross your mind, like boats floating along a river, and you looking up at those boats, in a magical way somehow being right below them, looking up, surrounded by the water, and totally able to breathe. Watch those boats go by. Each one is a thought. We don't want to get up and climb in the boats, because then we're attached to the thought. So when you see those thoughts go by, just watch the river carry them downstream. Just watch the boats go by. How much space is there between them? Are they different sizes? Do some have motors and some not? This is all about thoughts. And your thoughts are not you. Your thoughts are your thoughts. And when we sit for meditation, you may notice as your body gets still that there's an explosion of thoughts that come and try to distract you and may succeed. As you notice the next one, allow that boat to go down that river. What kind of boat it is, how calm the river is, and watch it just float by. Not thinking, and not attaching. Alert, but deeply relaxed. And breathing. Yes. And letting go. Wholly and completely, without hesitation or worry. Let it go. Let go of the committee of indecision within you. There's nothing you need to do right now, but let it go. Watch the boats go by. In this next few minutes of silence, that is your practice. To watch your thoughts. Notice them. Say inside of yourself, thinking, thoughts. And let that thought boat float gently down the river, carried by the stream, just like your breath is carried by your body. The boat just floats. You just float, riding on your breath. Notice. Thinking. Let it go. Let it go. Every 1.2 seconds, there's a new one to let go. Practice. As we get ready to close, I want to share with you something that Thich Nhat Hanh says about calmness and letting go. He says if we're net calm, we can't listen deeply and understand. But when our mind is calm, we can see reality more clearly, like still water and boats floating and trees with clouds and the blue sky. And that is the foundation of understanding, insight, and love. Practice. Come back to this meditation and practice. Namaste. Amen.